This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. سأترك يا رب ذنبا مضى وأقبال نحو الرضا والنعيم أحبك ربي وهذا رجائي بأنك تقبلني يا كريم بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.
كثيرا. Dear respected brothers, sisters and the viewers, dear everyone. The discussion that is taking place globally now is coronavirus, how to protect ourselves from coronavirus, and this debate is going on. And the most important part of this debate is how to protect ourselves from coronavirus. To be honest with you, this debate sometimes is a bit negative. And I read a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. It is a well-known hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a lady, Umm al-Sa'ib or Umm al-Musayyib, and she had a fever. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Malaki tuzafzifin, what's wrong with you? She was creating some noise out of fever, out of pain. Then she said, Ya Rasulallah, al-humma la barakallahu fiha. Fever, may Allah not bless humma. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very amazing answer. It changes the perception of the sick person. Actually, it changes the perception how we look at any disease or any epidemic or any pandemic or any kind of difficulty. It changes the mentality of those who believe in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. It makes us from negative people, it changes us, it transforms us from negative people to positive people who face those challenges in a very positive way, and it changes actually those challenges to be opportunities for us to get higher grades in Jannah. Very, very powerful, very amazing social engineering, psychological discourse, social discourse, you name it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, don't curse fever. Don't curse it. This is message number one. Message number two, why? He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it expiates the sins of human beings. Allahu Akbar. So any challenge, don't take it negatively, brothers and sisters and viewers, even non-Muslims, if they are looking at this. Yeah, we Muslims don't take things negatively, those who know Islam and those who practice Islam, those who understand Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after that, it expiates the sins of human beings and it purifies them from those sins as the furnace purifies the metal or the iron. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we as Muslims are positive people. We are the people whom Allah Jalla wa Ala chose to take for humanity, to bring light into the life of humanity. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You were the best nation ever raised to mankind, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. In order to be positive, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we should not take a defensive, negative mode, and we should be positive. We should think out of the box and come to people with solutions. And we don't want people to see us sitting sad, depressed because of what is happening, or just worried about our food, rushing into supermarkets, buying and stacking a lot of food, panicking. No, they should see us confident, positive, helpful, having reliance on the Lord of everything. We should see them, or they should see us, as a source of goodness. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, let us think out of the box and live out of the box and bring solutions for the society at large. let us establish some organizations that may help others, that maybe share Islam with others. Let us take this opportunity to give da'wah to others. My dear respected brothers and sisters, let us not think in a negative way. Let us show the entire world the beauty of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, let us show the entire world the beauty of Allah and the beauty of Muhammad Rasulullah. Salaam alaikum.